I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. Arkansas's unemployment rate fell 0.2% in September to 7.1% as the civilian labor force and number of unemployed fell. The 7.1% number is a full percentage point below September 2011, and it moves the state closer to ending its 44-month streak of unemployment hovering above 7%. In Arkansas, the civilian labor force shrunk by 2,700 from August to September, but it's actually grown by 7,300 workers since September of the previous year. Pico Foods announced it will expand a feed mill in Newark and a processing plant in Batesville, both in Independence County. The expansions will add 300 jobs to the two plants, bringing total employment in the region to 866. In addition, the company plans to invest a new $13.8 million in the two facilities. Pico Foods is the eighth largest poultry processor in the U.S. It's earnings season in Arkansas. Simmons First National Corporation posted net income of $6.8 million for the third quarter. That is down from $7.3 million 1 year ago. Net income for the 9 months ended September 30th was $19.7 million, and that is higher than the $19.1 million posted in the comparable period for 2011. Simmons said that some of the quarter's decline could be attributed to a decrease in non-interest income, which includes fees on transactions, bank accounts, and overdraft charges. Timber and real estate firm Deltic Timber saw its third quarter profits more than quadruple from 1 year ago, as rising sales from its mill segment boosted earnings. The El Dorado-based company reported quarterly net income of $3.2 million on revenue of more than $36 million. Taneytown-based PAM Transportation posted third-quarter net income of $880,000. That's better than the $1.7 million net loss it recorded 1 year ago. PAM reported quarterly income of $94.5 million. That was up 6.3% from the previous year. Finally, in new polling information from Talk Business and Hendricks College, just 38% of Arkansans support the medical marijuana initiative on this year's November ballot. 54% oppose, and the remaining 8% are undecided. Now, that is a marked turn from late July, when support and opposition was nearly even at 47% to 46%, according to our Talk Business and Hendricks College poll. Also, the temporary half-cent sales tax for highways, known as issue number one this November, is seeing its chances for passage improve. 44.5% say they'll vote for the measure, while 44% said they oppose. And that's a turnaround from July, when 49% were opposed, with just 42% saying they supported it. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.
And this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Ahead, Janine Perry, who is the director of the Arkansas Poll, talks about the findings from the 2012 edition of the Arkansas Poll. That's in about 5 or 6 minutes on Ozarks at Large. This is the KUAF On Air Fall Fundraiser. It lasts through, well, Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
October
31st.
That's right. The entire month of October, our fundraising month. Many people sent in contributions early through the mail, and we appreciate that. And for the past few days, we've been on the air reminding you that it is your financial contribution that keeps KUAF and all the programs you enjoy on the air. 800-522-5823. You can also pledge online at supportkuaf.com.
And we'd like to thank Philip Kevin Murphy of Fayetteville, a new member. Thank you so much for your contribution. And as Kyle mentioned, we've been collecting money this month for our fall fundraising campaign, and we are closing in on $122,000.
That's great.
I know. I'm very excited about that. I think this is going very well, knock on wood,
yes.
As we are trying to reach our goal of $160,000. Special coverage means extra costs. It can be as simple as the cost of transporting a reporter to the place where news is happening. It can be as complex as putting in telephone lines or establishing a satellite link to bring you coverage of a significant event. At Ozarks at Large, we've done a couple of live shows during the last year. When Crystal Bridges opened, we had a two-hour live show from there.
Yes, we did. First from the square and almost all.
And then we went mobile. Right. We walked and interviewed people along the trail to the museum.
Right.
And then, let's see, a couple months ago, in the end of August, We had a live show from the library, Fayetteville Public Library.
Right. It was the first day of the Roots Festival. We had a live studio audience. We had David Grisman live on the air, the Steel Wheels live on the air.
Still on the Hill, and Jay Wagner also were there with us. But to be able to do that, as I mentioned, you know, costs a little extra. We had to get some special equipment.
Right.
So.
And we would like to do more of those.
Oh, absolutely.
I have ideas.
I'm sure you do.
I have many ideas.
I'm sure you do. But the point of this is special coverage of news, breaking news, or doing special shows like that. It can be expensive because you need the extra equipment. You need the extra people because you need lots of hands on deck for that. These events have a huge effect on your life, and knowing about them makes a difference in how you go about your daily business. We pay for them with the contributions of listeners like you. So won't you call now with your financial contribution? You can call 800-522-5823 or 575-5823. That's 575-KUAF. You can also pledge online anytime at supportkuaf.com.
And as we have mentioned many, many times during this fundraiser, contributions can be made in any level. We have no minimum level. The average pledge is about $104, but you best know what you can afford. So it is completely up to you. I do want to mention one level of giving that, while not for everybody, is certainly a possibility. We do have the NPR Society. You can become a major donor to KUAF by joining the NPR Society. That's a financial contribution of KUAF of $1,000 or more. And if you have any more questions about the NPR Society or pledging $1,000, you can call us at 800-522-5823 or 575-5823. And we do appreciate all contributions. We have had all sorts of totals during this fundraiser. And that's what makes a fundraiser successful, is when people estimate the value of KUAF in their lives and examine their budget, know what they can give, and then do so. 800-522-5823 or 575-5823 or supportkuaf.com. But if you are interested in giving at the level of the NPR Society, you can give us a call as well. If you have any questions about that, we can answer those questions. 800-522-5823 or supportkuaf.com. Listening to KUAF is a constant state of curiosity and discovery. Sometimes it's discovery of music you may not know about. With the Roots Festival, as we mentioned, David Grisman and Steel Wheels, Still on the Hill, Jay Wagner, all performed live. And Jay Wagner then later came back.
He did, and I got to talk to him when he was in town, I guess, a month later for a show here in Fayetteville and a show in Eureka Springs. But I had not heard of him prior to that. So, and when I heard him, he came graciously and performed at our show across the street at the library. I really enjoyed his music.
And so then he's a Texas guy.
Austin-based.
Right. And so when he was coming back around for a house concert in Eureka Springs, we asked if he would come by for an Ozarks at Large taping, and he did.
And he did.
That's one of the reasons you listen to KUAF a bit, to learn and hear something new. So think of your contribution as an investment in continuing education. An investment that you determine the amount of. Just like you might purchase a book at a bookstore to learn more or pay for a class, your contribution supports your lifelong education through KUAF. And it might be time for you to make a tuition payment. Again, the great thing here is you determine the amount of your tuition. You can call right now to renew your contribution or perhaps a first-time ever contribution that's an investment in your lifelong education. 800-522-5823 or 575-5823. You can also support us online at supportkuaf.com, and thank you.
You mentioned new members. We still have that challenge from the Hartman family. Evie Rosa and Sylvie Hartman have issued a challenge for $1,000 to new members. Been working on that since a little after 8 o'clock this morning, and we've gotten it down to $230 left. That's it.
All right. So $230 in new contributions, first-time contributions, will mean then an additional $1,000 to KUAF.
Absolutely. So it's worth $2,000 for us, getting us that much closer to our goal of $160,000.
So if we could have $230 in new contributions in the next 20 minutes or so, you throw that in, then with the $1,000 from the challenge, we're going to be closing in on $123,000 raised.
Absolutely.
That's how a successful fundraiser goes. You start to build that momentum here in the last few days. This is the fundraiser goes through the 31st Wednesday, but we're on track now. To continue to stay on track, we need to hear from you if we haven't yet. 800-522-5823 or 575-5823.
Also online at supportkuaf.com.
And thank you.